Military camouflage works quite well during the day, but at night it's much harder for soldiers to disguise themselves. A group of scientists at the University of California at Irvine has come up with a new idea. They want to develop what they call invisibility stickers inspired by squid.
Well, squid have this absolutely amazing skin structure.
So like a chameleon, only better?
I think it's a little more advanced than a chameleon. Chameleons are a little bit slower. Squid really can almost look like another object. It's quite remarkable. We've used some of the proteins found in their skin to make films that can help someone avoid active infrared detection. So at the moment, I would not call it practical at all. It's one of our real big goals and a large focus in my group is transitioning these types of materials that we've been working with to something that could be used in practice, not only for potentially defense applications, but also for energy applications to help regulate how you as a person or how a building will exchange heat with its environment.
Are the skin cells that you're talking about in the squid, are they controlled by muscles or is it the external environment that changes them?
They're controlled by muscles. So there's one unique cell in particular which has muscle fibers there. And so it's like a sack of beads almost. So there's three different types of cells and some of them function to change color in different regions of the spectrum. So they all kind of work together to get these amazing color-changing effects.
So what's next then for your research?
You know, in order to use them for energy or real-world defense applications, you really need to try to make something that will reflect in the thermal region of the infrared. And that's kind of where we're heading.
And in time then, we could have vehicles or even a combat uniform that might enable somebody to hide effectively.
That's the dream. It's almost something straight out of science fiction. But yes, I think it's a long way off. But I think a lot of the technology that's required for that is being developed right now.